I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Oh, by the way, Star City. Star City has started on Apple TV. I can't wait till that swings around to the old, Oh, shit. Swings around to... Oh, no!
What are you doing? Are you just trying to give audio to be clipped?
I went to a different... it's the old news game, Adam. That's what we do every week. Thank goodness you do the editing and take out all these.
You know what? I'll be nice and I'll give you hypertext whatever you said.
Transport. And you said transfer.
It's transfer. Right. But,
anyway, it's the news game. All right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, shit. Swings around to... Oh, no!
What are you doing?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4822. I say shoo. BFO for Monday, the 3rd of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and a special little treat from The Mix. Bloopas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you bloopas today, because y'all, that opening clip of The Mix with that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat, y'all, you heard some of the bloopas that you have there. Well, y'all, Daniel Biba on the latest episode of The Mix, y'all, he's developed a new computer program to go in and take out parts of a little show that he doesn't want to listen to, and then take out the bloopers, if you will. And y'all, he ran it on an episode of The Little Show, and y'all, this is about 4 minutes, but y'all, I just want you to listen to this, and then I'll have a little something to say about it here at the end.
But the point is that so it identifies all the stories that are being told in it, and it compares it against a per show list of interests that I have, right? So like for Big Fatty, I say, you know, I really only care about personal stories about Big Fatty.
He's mentioned me.
No, I only care about personal, but you could do that. You absolutely could do that. That is something that can happen. So I basically, I don't care. I only want personal story. I don't want to hear the birthday segment. I don't want to hear the shopping report. Like if I'm trying to catch up on it, I don't give a shit about his shopping report, whatever. So I had it cut those out. And so it took like a 20-minute Big Fatty show and it turned it into like, you know, an 11-minute Big Fatty show. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was listening to it and I'm like, wait, let's take this a little bit further because there's still gaps in music, long music intros and outros and stuff. It's like, I want just compress all the silences and take out the music intros now. I just want to hear the voice pieces. And take out all the ums and the uhs and the y'alls and anytime he repeats a sentence. And so it did that. And it was cool. It turned that 11-minute show into a 9.5-minute show. And I know what you're saying to yourself, Adam. You're going, where the hell did that go? Where the hell did we did a minute and 50 seconds of airtime go between the 11 minute and the 9.5? Like, where would that have gone, Adam?
Yeah.
I have the answer because when I had it reassemble the podcast, I said, hey, can you put all the parts you clipped out into another file just so I can hear it?
Okay.
So here you go, Adam. Here is an episode of Big Fatty online, just the discarded parts. You ready?
Yeah.
You might, just because I know, Lurker Week goes, and don't hesitate. And y'all, y'all, Erica said, y'all then got a from the, y'all, yesterday, on, y'all, it's Susan Lucci, and y'all, y'all, Alan. y'all, we went to on y'all, it's the,
are we hearing the chicken, whole 2 minutes? And
y'all would love, it's, pirate, y'all, to, y'all.
There you go, Adam. That is, the Big Fatty, Cliff Notes cutting room floor.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I found this extremely, extremely humorous, and I had quite the kerfuffle about it. And y'all, then I decided that I was going to call in to the mix. And so, y'all, I called in, and I challenged that Daniel Biba to run the show that he played this on through his famous software, and let's hear what the with the same kinds of parameters, and let's see what was on the cutting room floor of the mix. Y'all, just listening to that section, that piece of that show, y'all. Daniel Biba said, y'all, he had to have said it at least 10 to 15 times. So, y'all, it'd be interesting, to hear that. You know, it's kind of like the more you know. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I recorded the Fright little show. I had those voice letters that I was able to share with you, and it was just the Axe Big Fatty question, and it was just nice to be able to catch up on a couple of those things. Y'all, since then, I've gotten a couple of other voice letters. We'll get to those this week, but y'all headed over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Well, first of all, watch the Big Brother on Wednesday night, and y'all, they did the back door. They did the back door on Jason Big Fatty. I'm sure Jason enjoyed the back door. Well, probably, but anyway. Thursday night was the live eviction, and they sent him packing. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I will not tell you who the new head of household is, or who put up on the block, but y'all, it's interesting. It's interesting. So I hope you're watching Sunday evening. And I'll talk about it later. You know, once it plays on the TV machine, I don't consider it a spoiler. But y'all got up Thursday morning, packed my valise, prepared the villa. You know that. Excessive. And Brandon, we're going to be in town Saturday evening for the world premiere or the Charleston premiere of The Puzzle. And, you know, I hated that I was going to be out of town and miss that. But, y'all, I headed over to the Madrumblins in the New England Blitz, got all checked in, had a testimonium from Chris, and so I met him over at the Capri Lounge along the Sugar Hooker. Hey, Sugar Hooker. Sugar Hooker always listens to the Monday little show after Burger has come. Yes, Big Fatty. He runs the show through that Daniel Bieber's mechanical looking for you to mention his name. I guess that's it. But anyway, the Sugar Hooker was there, and y'all, Big Fatty, you know, part of Big Fatty announcing at the Pone Star Old Cement Pond show is, I'm on the payroll, so to speak. My room is taken care of, and I get a couple of complimentary adult beverages at the Capri Lounge. Y'all, plenty. And I get food at the Poolside Cafe. And so, y'all, I had my beverages, and all Chris was there, and we caught up, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening to spend time with him and all. And y'all, then I decided I was going to head on back. Y'all, that Travis, you know, he comes to the Podcasters of America supper over there at the Colon Aid each year during the holidays, and he was there for the weekend, so he came in while we were sitting there, and we all just chitter-chatted and all, and then I had reached my limit, and y'all, I wanted to get back to the room so I could see the live eviction of the Big Brother, and so headed on back. Travis went with me, and y'all, we stopped by the Poolside Cafe. Y'all, I got me a chicken tender submarine sandwich, no mayonnaise and no tomato. But it came with cheese, and I asked for pickles. You know, you got to have a little pickerel on there. And y'all, half a sub, and it came with potato chips. You know, you got to have something crunchy, according to Crooked Hat, if you have a sandwich. And so, y'all, Travis came to the room, and we watched the Big Bang, and y'all, then that was it. Between the drive and getting cocktailed up, y'all, I was ready for bed, and y'all, I do not sleep like a baby when I'm at the Madrumblins in the Name of Gama. It's nothing to do with the resort. It's just I am so used to sleeping in my bed and the head of the bed being elevated. I've got a pillow that helps, but y'all, it's not the same, and it throws all my sleep records and things that it monitors. It throws all of that off, and so anyway, I got up on Friday morning, and Travis and I headed over to the Sunrise Grill for our brofkas. Y'all, Big Fatty had the country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T, and scrambled eggs, and the breakfast potatoes with extra bafran and cheddar cheese on top. And rye toast, y'all, I love the rye toast and the good coffee. Y'all, they have pretty good coffee there. And y'all, this is important if you have a brofkas establishment. But anyway, we ate our brofkas. Y'all took our time. We were in no hurry to do anything. And y'all headed back to the to the Madrumlings, and y'all walked out to the old swimming hole, and y'all, the new host of the weekend, he was out there, and he saw me, and he came over to me and you know, gave me a hug, and I gave him one, and he says, well, you know, everything's going to be different this year. I said, yeah, well, I would expect that. You know, it's a fresh start. He says, well, all the games are going to be different, and I'd like to announce during the weekend. And I'm thinking, okay, well, he wants to announce during the actual show. And I said, okay, that's great. And anyway, I went back to the room, and y'all, between the cobs and not sleeping great the night before, y'all, I probably had a 2-hour nap before lunch, and got up, and I was thinking to myself, now, I wonder if he is wanting to do all the announcing or just during the show. So I went back out, and he was still out at the pool, and so I asked him, I said, now, are you going to do all the announcing, or, you know, like things that I usually announce prior to the show and all? He goes, no, I'm going to do it all. I went, oh, okay. And I said, well, what about tonight? You know, there's a meet and greet at the Capri Lounge. He says, yeah, I'm going to take care of that too. And I'm saying, okay, well, I'll see you at the Capri. And y'all, and Travis is with me, and I'm going, well, why the hell am I here? And so y'all went to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, I didn't feel right taking my complimentary cocktails, so I paid for my drink. And y'all, the event at the Capri Lounge, y'all, it was different. They were on really late drag time. It was supposed to start at 6:30, and I think they started talking about 7:15 p.m. in the evening, and that's fine. And y'all, I headed back to the room, and one of the owners that I usually deal with, he came in, and I said, were you aware that Atticus, he's the new host, is going to do all the announcing this weekend? And he goes, no, I did not know that. And I said, well, neither did I. So this was something he decided on his own. And so, y'all, on Saturday morning, I got up and I went to the cafe and paid for my brufka sandwich. And y'all, then I headed on back to Charleston. And y'all, I got back and got unloaded and unpacked and got me a little nip a nap just before Steve and Brandon arrived. And y'all, I'll tell you about what happened after that on Tamari's little show. Now, y'all, I want to make it clear. Oh, dear, that's it. Y'all, I'm not upset. I'm not upset about anything that happened at the Madrumblings in the name of Gumblex. I wish I had known this was what was going to happen before I drove over there. But all in all, y'all, to be honest, this was going to be my last year of doing the announcing. It's just somebody else's turn. So I'm not mad at all, and I'm not putting blame on anybody or anything like that. It's just it's just what happened. So anyway, and y'all, there's more to tell before I got back. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Daniel, run that computer program on your show.
Oh shit. Swings around to Oh no!
What are you doing?
Big Fatty, it sounds like there's going to be a lot on the cutting room floor over there at
The Mix.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.